Hi, Ruth. So this is our third conversation via Skype. And since we last talked, you've been on the field trip. So tell us how it went.
So we lucked into amazing weather, which is always half the battle. And so the day was beautiful. We did the lab as planned at the beginning. And then we go with the AP environmental science teachers, and we sort of huddled together. We traditionally walk backwards because it saves time. So we start at the woods and end up at the beach. And we walk backwards through the trail, and we just decided that we were expecting too much from the students to really be able to visualize real succession. So very happily, we took a little hike together, and it's short and paved straight to the beach, started them off. All the teachers sort of broke off with their groups to talk to their own groups and give them a little bit of focus and guidance from the beach onward and set them on their ways. We allow them to, because there's four teachers on the trip, they pretty much walk at their own pace and take their data at their own pace. I'm always the last teacher. That's just my traditional role. And so if they have questions, they always know they can find me in the back and hang. And a bunch of students like to stay where I am because I always point things out. So I must have had like 8 or 9 students out of my 41 who I brought hanging with me, and the rest were sort of moving at their own pace. I always know it's successful when they're not rushing to the beach to go eat lunch. Mm-hmm. And I would say everybody spent at least an hour to an hour 20 minutes on the trail. And it's not a long trail, so I don't even know if it's a mile. Maybe it's a mile. So that's a good sign. They were thinking, they were taking pictures. There were a few lazy ones I could see who maybe didn't take so many pictures. But they have all agreed to share their images anyway, so I'm not overly concerned. I think it went well in terms of what I saw so far.
That sounds great. So for the pictures, did they bring their own cameras from home?
Yeah. Okay. Kids have cameras or they use their cell phones.
Cell phones, right.
And, mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly.
So I told them they will not be assessed on the quality of their images. But I had one kid with a fancy Nikon, so everybody wants his pictures.
Of course, yeah, right, exactly.
I'm not sure he's so willing to share. I'm staying out of that.
That's good. They're getting a little competitive, right?
Yeah. Well, okay. It feels unfair, so I don't know what it's for them.
So what are the next steps for the students? What will they be working on?
The students, although we're continuing through our ecology unit, I just emailed them a reminder that Tuesday is when their storyboards are due. Mm-hmm. And as I'm emailing the reminder, I realized I probably should spend a little bit of time in class going over the specifics of my expectations for the storyboard, mm-hmm. and I will do that tomorrow, mm-hmm. Which is Friday. So that gives them the weekend a little bit to process it, and hopefully, I usually tell them they don't listen, maybe aim for Monday having it done, so if you have problems, it's really in on Tuesday. I'm pretty rigid on my deadlines, even though it's a formative assessment. You open up a big can of worms when nobody hands it in on time, thinking, mm-hmm. well, you're not really grading it. Mm-hmm. So I've told them if you don't turn it in the day it's due, I might collect it, but I might not. I reserve the right to say, no, sorry, I'm not collecting mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much the way we've been on the formatives, and it's been all over the place on whether they turn it in or not. Hopefully they're going to see an emergency to this to get it back to me so that they can get some guidance if they're way off.
Right. And what are you expecting with these storyboards?
In terms of the quality or the actual assignment?
The actual assignment. What do
the
you...
actual assignment is I would like them, I expect that they won't follow the assignment, but my goal is to really be able to convey to me what's going to happen frame by frame, picture by picture with the text.
Right.
I doubt any of them are close to that.
Okay.
So I probably won't get it.
Yeah.
And that's what I have to convey to them tomorrow is that if you give me a little bit, I might say, well, it looks fine for the little bit you've given me, but that doesn't really help me if you're really crashing in on not doing what you need to do.
Right.
Because they'll probably say, I suspect, here's a picture of this dune. I'm going to put this grass in this picture, and this is a dune builder, and I'll talk a little bit about what dune builder is, but I won't really see what they're saying about it because they won't really give me the text.
Uh-huh.
And so the more they give me, the more I'm likely to be able to help them.
Right. And so explaining that to them.
That's what I realized I probably should do tomorrow.
Yeah, that makes
but
sense.
Had I done it earlier, they wouldn't be ready to hear it.
Yeah, you gotta be give them the information at the time they're ready to hear it, right? That makes sense.
Well, I'm not sure if students say are ever ready to hear anything. That's a whole other. I mean, they don't know how to listen. It's the most amazing thing that I've ever.
Yeah.
They just and they admit it. They go, they're not trained to listen. They can always access it somewhere.
Yeah,
and they're
point.
Used to sound bites.
Yeah.
Everything is a 2-second soundbite. So mm-hmm. if you're more than 2 seconds, you've lost them.
Okay, so so they'll be working on their storyboards. They'll turn those in, and then of course they'll be posting their projects for that 2-week period where they'll have peer review. Right. And so what sort of challenges, you've already referred to one right there, but what other sorts of challenges do you anticipate?
You know, I anticipate that they're going to struggle with figuring out who their audience and what their role is and not understand that that's really crucial. I think the two crucial things decisions they have to make is who their audience, what their role as the author is the speaker, and then which of the options that I gave them for or anything they choose, will they select?
Mm-hmm.
We have only, as far as I know, two young ladies who insisted on walking on their own through the dunes who have created a digital video. And they wanted to do it on their own. They took longer than anybody, probably closer to an hour, 45, maybe 2 hours. And they filmed each part in a dramatic way. So they know where they're going. They're the one group that I know knows what they want and has a vision because although they didn't hold scripts, they clearly were following something, and they didn't want me to see it, so they really walked on their own.
But it sounds like they had a plan.
They had a real plan. I saw them filming at the beach, so I watched their beach scenes, and there were scenes. I mean, each one was holding the camera for the other, and I switched since we last talked to allowing 2 students per project, but no more,
okay.
And giving them the freedom to pick who they work with, even if it's in one of my other classes. So I teach 2 AP Bios. None of the other teachers, the AP Environmental Science, didn't jump on board with this, and the other AP Bio teacher didn't. So it's just my 2 classes that are doing it.
All right. And are most of them paired up then?
I think they are. I didn't care if they told me. I'll find out when they turn their stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think they are, seem to be.
Right. Okay. Well, it sounds exciting.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It is. Now, I mean, I'll know more when I see the storyboards how creative or whatever they end up.
Right. And it's so great that you have those storyboards as a formative measure of assessment right in the middle.
Yeah, it has to be. And it's sort of quick, I think, for them. But as I always tell them, you know, those kind of, you never do it till the night before anyway. So if I gave you 3 weeks, you wouldn't do it till the night before anyway. And they always smirk because that's the fact.
They know it to be true.
It is true. It doesn't. You can give them 1 night or 3 weeks and they're going to do it the night before it's due.
Okay, Ruth. Well, great. Thanks. And we'll do one more when you're all done.
Okay. Sounds good.